So we'll begin today, Bezer Hashem, Simen Tzadiches, Siv Beis. Siv Beis. We have three cases in the Shulchan Aruch. All talking about a taruvus. The first case is, in this Arev Min B'minai, if two things get mixed together, one is kosher, one is not kosher, let's say you cook a large pan of chicken, or a big stew, and there's a lot of pieces of meat, or a lot of pieces of chicken, and one of them you find out is aser. Nisar of min b'minay, it's all the same min, and then v'nishbach. What is v'nishbach? It means you had a certain amount, and the key here is going to be is that the problem in the determining whether this is kosher or not kosher is you don't know exactly if you had shishim against the yisr. The Shulchan Aruch's case is v'nishbach. V'nishbach b'inyin she'nichelen la'amid alav l'sha'aray. Maybe a simpler case would be that you already served some of this dish. Okay, now the reason why I'm saying there's a big pot is because if you're just cooking for a few people, you cook, let's say, with a 9 by 13 pan. Yeah, and you have how many pieces of chicken fit in there? What, 6 pieces of chicken? And one of them comes out, was a trefa, you found out that one of these, quarters. One of those quarters are a trefa. Do you have shishim in the rest of it? Hardly. You don't have shishim, can I get that piece, right? But if you took, you're cooking on a large scale, right? So let's say you're cooking for a hotel, you're cooking for a bar mitzvah, you're cooking in a camp, you have a huge either tray of chicken or a huge pot of stew. And then you find out one piece was usher, right? The problem is you already served part of the people. And you served part of the people, now you find out that there was a treif in here. So now I wonder, could we serve the rest of it? And did everybody else eat treif? So I wonder, well, was this shishim? Right? And at this point, I can't tell if this shishim. Why? Because I already served part of it. I can't.
So he says, nishpach somehow spilled out of you.
So his case, it was spilled out, and therefore I'm trying to figure out, was there shishim? And I don't know now. Right? The same thing will be if you already ate some of it.
You know how many chickens you had in there?
Huh?
You know exactly how many prepared? You don't know how many there was.
No, you prepared hundreds of chickens, right? But in this particular pot, you don't know how many you put in, right? So you put in a lot of them, and you, but in the treif one, you find out somehow that was the treif one, right? So in Nisar Mimimina, if you told me all they're all chickens, other old pieces of meat, v'nishbach b'inin sheikh and la'minallah v'l'sha'ari, now I don't know how to estimate it. So, im noida shahaya rubai heter, which obviously we know there was Rav Heter. If you're talking about such a large proportion of chicken and you know there was only one tray for chicken, im noida shahaya rubai heter, then it's mutter. V'im la, v'im loy noida shahaya rubai heter, asr. That's the first case.
Basically, in other words,
Look at Chili, you should have put the treif chicken in.
If you could have measured it, and I have, I got a 50th, not a 60th, usser. But here, Rubo's good enough. So because I can't measure it.
Very good. So what's the pshat? So the pshat is like this. Let's look at the Taz. Taz of Kohen Gimel. He explains this halacha of the first two halachas. Okay? In the Sarah of Mimimine. Hamaskana bepeiskim is the min shenisar b'minay. If you have a minim b'minay, one is kosher, one is not kosher. Min hatayra batal b'raiv ba'alma. All you need is raiv. It means you have two. If you have a pot of chicken and one is treif, is it kosher min hatayra? Yes. Why? Because batal b'raiv. You have two kosher or 10 kosher against one treif. Batal b'raiv. Shenama, as it says in the parish from yesterday, acher ram lahatis. Ella. However, the Rabbanon Atzer Chubu Shishim, the Rabbanon, they said, even by a Mim Meminoi, where there's no tam coming out into this chicken, why there's no tam? Because you can't tell one chicken from the next. But even so, you still need Shishim. Why do you need Shishim? Because as we'll see, when you have a Mim Be'ena Minoi, meaning, let's say this treif chicken was put into my potato soup, or my vegetable soup. You have vegetable soup. We call chicken soup chicken soup. It's really a misnomer. It's really vegetable soup that has a piece of chicken in it, right? A lot more vegetables than chicken. All right? So you have vegetable soup. And you also throw in a piece of chicken. So, and then you realize that chicken was treif. So of course you pull it out. How much do you need against that piece of chicken?
Shishim.
You need shishim. Is that midrabbana or is that midiraisa?
Min be'eno mino.
It's min be'eno mino. It's one chicken and it's the vegetable. So is that midiraisa or midrabbana?
It's the rice.
So it would depend if your whole tam kikir is midiraisa or midrabbana. Now we learned last week the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Tam kik is deiraisa. So indeed, this would be deiraisa. Why? Because the tam of the chicken is as if you have the chicken itself in these vegetables. So medeiraisa, you need shishim. Right? We pass the rabbeinu tam. Tam kik is deiraisa. But if it's min b'minoi, you shouldn't need shishim at all. Why? Because it's batel b'raiv, and it's first, as far as tam is concerned, there is no tam. Right? You can't detect any tam. The Rabbanan said, even by Mimbimino, you need Shishim. Why? Gezeira, if you don't have Shishim by the Mimbimino case, you may not realize you need Shishim by the Mimbimino case. The Rabbanan, Gezeira Rabbanan. So says the Taz, Elo, the Rabbanan asked by Shishim, even by Mimbimino. Al Kain, therefore, but Makum Shiesh Safik. When you're dealing with a b'diavad case, it's after the fact. You're going zesh and ishbach. So azlina lekula v'arminan shahoya shishim. And here, what we're going to do? I look at this pot of chickens. Mimbimino. I say, did I have roiv? I certainly had roiv, right? I probably had about 50, 60 pieces of chicken that were kosher. The roiv you had? Yeah, roiv you had. But I'm not sure that I have shishim. Did I have 60 pieces of chicken? I'm not sure. Could be it was only 54 pieces of chicken. So what is the halacha? Since it's a suffix, are you dealing with a suffix drabbanon or deraisa now? Oh, only dealing with a suffix drabbanon. Says the halacha, suffix drabbanon lekula. And we're going to assume there was shishim over here. Right? So very simple. Very simple. You had a pot of chicken, right? Mimiminai. One of them is usher. Since Midai Rice is Batl Barayv, you're only dealing with a Shaila Drabbanan. And if you have a Shaila Drabbanan and you don't know if there's Shishim, and there's no way now figuring it out. Why? Because you already served X amount of chicken. So I don't know. I can't figure out now how many chickens were there. We say, if at least it's a suffix. If you know it was only 30 pieces of chicken, it's not a suffix, then it's usher. But I know it was around, it could have been 60 pieces of chicken. If so, we say, it's going to be mutter. Why? We'll assume there was shishim. That's only because it's a suffix dirabonon. Continues the Taz, avol. But in the second case, we're going to have mimbe eine minoi. Since you need shishim in atayra, tzarech shishim in atayra, kimishim agishim beheter tam iser. Since you have tam kikur, al kein b'makom safik azlina l'chumra. So in that case, meaning, let's say you had a piece of chicken that fell into a vegetable soup, and now you say you realize that piece of chicken was treif. You pull it out and you throw it out, but now you don't know if there was shishim in the vegetable soup. Why don't you know? Why don't you just figure out, measure out if there's shishim connected to the chicken? The answer is that some of it spilled out. Or in our case, you already served some of it. So I don't know if this is... I can't measure anymore if there was shishim. In this case, since you're dealing with a suffix da'iraisa, suffix da'iraisa l'chumra. So very simple. A very simple equation. When you're dealing with a derabana, you go l'kula. When you're dealing with da'iraisa, you go l'chumra. Why is it derabana da'iraisa? That's a little bit more complicated. And that's what the Taz is telling us. That when you have a mindamina, it's all the same. So you really go mid-da'iraisa, but l'b'raiv. Achiram lahates. Mid-da'irabana, they say you also need shishim in that case. Otu, because you may come to not do that by the case of mimba enemina. By mimba enemina, that's already a deraisa because of tam kaker. So again, that was the first case. And it's our mimba mina, and now you can't determine, we say it's mutter. Let's continue the machaber. Jump over the Ramah for now. Skip the Ramah, because the Ramah is just going to talk about how we know what's mimba mina, mimba shayna mina. We can come back to that. Aval minis arabi shayna mina. But if you have mimbishayna minoi, like our case of a chicken falling into a vegetable soup, v'nishbach, And now some of it was removed either by spilling off or eating it. And now you can't determine if this is Shishim anymore. Even if I knew there was rave heter, right? There was rave vegetables against this chicken, it's still going to be Osir. Why is it Osir? Because the shaila here is a deraisa shaila. If indeed there was not shishim, then this chicken is giving taste into the vegetables. That's tam keiker. Tam keiker is deraisa, and therefore it's going to be osir. Okay? So that's case number one, mim b'minay. Case number two, mim b'sheini minay. Fairly simple. Yeah? Now it gets complicated. What's the third case? We have mim b'minay, and mim b'sheini minay. Any other variables left? Okay, just to make things good. So you have a chicken that falls into real chicken soup, because there's a lot of pieces of chicken, but there's also a lot of vegetables. So you have one treif chicken that fell into a pot that had both minay and einay minay. Oh, now what's the halakha? So you would say, why? You have to go to Chumra, why?
To cover your bases.
Because there is an Eina Mina here, right? I mean, this treif chicken is giving time into the vegetables, right? And if it was not shishim in the vegetables, it's giving time into it.
That's why would you need the case?
Huh?
If you're going to go to Chumra, why would you need the case?
Because there are those who argue and say you can go...
The difference between the kosher chicken tastes and the treif chicken.
Well, you can't. That's
you can't.
Same time.
You can't, right? But this time of the treif chicken, you have to be mevatel that, right? What's the reason to say mutter? No idea. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. V'im nis'arav b'minay uv'she'enei minay. So you have a chicken that fell into min and einaminoi, both into chicken and vegetables. V'nishbach b'inyin she'ni chayil lamed ala v'sharei. Now it's spilled out, you can't tell if there was shishim. V'noi deshahi erubay heto. However, you do know that there was rave heter miminoi. And as you know, there was rave chickens that were kosher. Says the Shulchan Aruch, royin es she'enoi minoi ki'ilu einoi. We're going to view the vegetables as if they were not here in this pot. We're going to remove them for a moment. The Gemara calls this salek esa eina minya. Remove the eina minya for a moment. Yeah? And then v'hashar minay rabba alav umavatli. You like that trick? That's a great trick.
Magic.
Magic, right? You have the chickens, which are kosher, and you have the vegetables. Right? This chicken with the other chicken is batel b'rav, not a problem. And what about tam? There's no problem with tam. What about the shishim? Well, I have a suffix if it's shishim. What do I do if it's suffix of shishim? In that case, it's only drabonin, so it can be makel. My only problem is with the vegetables. So the mechaber seems to say, just let's view the vegetables as if they don't exist for the moment. Right?
Even though the vegetables are the row of the min be'eno mino.
The Mechaber didn't say that right. The Mechaber just says v'noy deshei rubei heter.
Because you might have said, okay, let's look at it two separate compartments. The ancient mino, let's be batel berov, whatever the miyut, you know, the lesser component is. Now I don't have. Now I just got. If you had more chicken than vegetables in the min b'mino, then you could say, okay, the vegetables are batel to the chicken. Now we got min b'mino. I'm back to min b'mino again.
Oh, you mean you want the vegetables to be bottled in the kosher chicken, yeah?
Right. So transform the min v'enosh mino into, you know, so it's no longer that. It's now, it's min. It's, if it was roe chicken, then I got min v'mino, I'm fine.
Right.
Go, but then if it was the other way, then it's like min b'she'en mino.
Right, okay, that's,
but that's not what he does.
That's not what he does, right. Because in that case, you don't have to have salek as ein mino. You don't have to say remove the...
Salek
was saying we're viewing as if this thing doesn't here. We'll have to see how that works.
Regardless of whether it's more or less than the chicken.
Yes.
That's what he's saying.
What is the basis on?
What is it based on?
The legs.
Ah, okay. Good question. Good question. So, really, this svara of saleh comes from the Gemara. Okay? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that we notice the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Is Min B'Minay bottle or not bottle? We pass it like the Chachamim, Min B'Minay is bottle. Like the case we just gave, you have one treif chicken, it falls into other chickens, it's bottle bereiv. Mid Rabbanin in Shisha, but it's bottle bereiv. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that Min B'Minay is not bottle. Okay, why? Because, I mean, he learns it from a pasuk, but the svara being is that there's no bittl over here. Bittl is when you have two things that are a clash with one another, right? When there's conflict between these two. No conflict over here. Why? This is chicken, this is chicken. He says, like the lashon of the Ran, it's mechazik one another. Right? They go together. The Ran says, the Chacham say, that's very nice, that both chickens, they can be mechazik one another, except this one is Isser, and this one is kosher, therefore there's a conflict. Okay, but that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So the Gemara says, what happens in Rabbi Yehuda, where you have Min falls into Minay, and you also have an Eina Minay? We can use the same example that we've been giving. You have a treif chicken that falls into a pot of several other chickens, but there's also vegetables in that pot. So now the Gemara says, what would be according to Rabbi Yehuda? Would you say it's not bottle? So the Gemara says, Royin es minoi kilo einoi. In other words, let's remove all the kosher chickens from the pot. And the einoi mina, all the vegetables, is mevatli treif chicken. Right? It's mevatli, so that's bottled. Now you put the chickens back and everything's okay. Right? So, in other words, the case is talking about a different case, the opposite case, right? We're removing the minoi, not the anime, removing the minoi and using the anime to mevatel. So the Rajba says that if the Gemara could say that for Rabbi Yehuda, for Saleh gets minoi, kilo einoi, says the Rajba, I'm going to say that for our case, Saleh gets ha'ene minoi, kilo einoi. Gewaldig? Yeah? That's what the Rajba says. Okay? What's the problem with that?
That's reality.
What do you mean by that?
Jesus is there.
Well, it just because of that, we see the Gemara does that, right? The Gemara says we could view that this is not here.
Now, what even in the Torah, Malachos,
right? I mean, so what does that mean? So the kasha is really, the kasha is like this. Right? If you think into it, you see, it really doesn't really seem to match up. Why? Because when Yehuda says min b'mina is not batel. A treif chicken falls into a pot of chicken. It's not bottle. Why is it not bottle? He says, because there is a kosef, right? Dam parva, dam soyer, min b'mina is not bottle. It's all viewed together. One doesn't sort of strong arm the other. Yeah? Is it an issue of taste over here? It's not an issue of taste. What's an issue of? It's just an issue of that you don't say bottle bereiv when everything's the same. Like you said, Achiram Lat is also Gzeres HaKosef. Does it make sense to us? No, but the Torah says Rav is Batel. Rav is Mevatel, fine. Here, Rabbi Yehuda says Rav can't be Mevatel. Why? Because it's all the same min. However, I have another variable over here, besides the treif chicken with the other chicken, which I say they can't, the kosher chicken can't overpower the treif chicken. But I have something else over here. What do I have also over here? I have the vegetables. So why can't the vegetables come along and say, well, don't worry about it. You kosher chicken, you don't have to strong arm the treif chicken. I'll strong arm the treif chicken. Right? I'm here also. So I'll be mevatel that chicken. Right? So that's what the Gemara means. We view the kosher chicken as not and not here. Now we take it out of the pot. I mean, we could ignore it for a moment. Why? Because even if it's there, the ain't mean it can be mevatel, the chicken which is treif. And once it's bottled, then it's bottled. Right? So what we're doing is, let's view as if, Saleh just says, let's view as if the kosher chicken wasn't here for a moment. It could be, be mevatel, the treif chicken? Yeah, very good. However, what's happening over here? Over here, it's the opposite case. What are we saying? What we want to say is, let's view the vegetables as if they're not here for the moment. Yeah? And we'll say that the kosher chicken to be mevatel the treif chicken. Yeah, okay? Okay, it's mevatel it. What happens? Nothing, hocus pocus. Mevatel it just says that it's batel bereif. Is it mevatel its tam? It's not mevatel its tam. The treif chicken is still there giving tam. So now when you say, okay, we viewed it as if it wasn't here, the ene mine. And we say the reif is mevatel. Now put back everything. What happens now? Isn't the treif chicken giving taste into the chicken? Right? So, this din, which the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Rashba, the Shach, and the Prichodosh, argue very strongly. And they said, how could that be? Here you have tam. Let's look at where the Shach says this.
This. That we said. Min b'mino, ain't tam.
Right, by mimimin is no issue of tam. What are you using? Bittel b'roiv.
So why doesn't that work when you masalate the vegetables? Now I got just treif chicken and kosher chicken, so min b'mino.
So it's bittel b'roiv, right? Right? It's bittel b'roiv. Okay, now it's bittel b'roiv. Now you put the vegetables back. Don't I have a treif chicken here? That is giving tam?
No, but it's already been subsumed.
What does that mean? It's been subsumed.
It's
what?
No longer exists as an independent entity. It's now there's no longer treif chicken.
So that goes to the question: if you have the pieces mixed together, can you eat all the pieces?
Oh, very good, very good. Okay. So we have a shtickle of the answer for what the Shulchan Aruch and the Bach and the Taz all held. Yeah, very good. Let's look at the Shach. Let's see what the Shach says. Shach is a Sivkon Ches. Sivkon Ches in the Shach. Yeah. Says it's very difficult to understand this halacha. The Hatur b'shem HaRashba Hoitzi Dinzeh. The Tor brings the Rashba who was able to bring out this halacha. Mimai Damrian Rayan es Mina Kilo Einoi. Right, like the case of Rabbi Yehuda, who will view the Mina as if it's not here. Kilo Einoi LaHakel. Then we could be Makel and v'she'ena Mina Rav Olav u'mavatle. Who's that going on? Laman the Islam Mimimin leibatel. As we said, that's the way it works. Since Mimimin leibatel, we'll say let's put the Mina aside and the Eina Mina be mavatel the non kosher chicken, and then you put the Mina back. That works according to him. Says the Shach, there's no comparison to that case. When you're dealing with a mimimina, it's not because of tam. You could say, let's view the mina is not here. Because, like we said, the ene mina could on its own be mavatel the treif chicken. In our case, how can you say, let's view the vegetables as if they're not here right now? At the end of the day, this treif chicken is giving tam into these vegetables. Vim kain have a sveika day raisa because dumaloi hoya samach, maybe there was not shishim v'nos and tam, and it therefore gives tam into the vegetables. So it's very nice. You in your lumdis, you're going to say let's view as if it's not here. At the end of the day, is this treif chicken giving tam into the vegetables? It is, or at least it could be if there's no shishim. So that's a shaila day raisa. How can you be mekel? V'chein hisig marshal b'sved. So the Marshal and the Shach and the Pichodosh also argue on this din and say you can't compare the two cases. Here you're dealing with time and you can't deny that there's time over here. What the Bach writes is very difficult to understand. Why? Where do you get, like you said, where do you have the legs to stand on to create this new heter? You can't compare the two cases. Now, what about the Rashba? The Shach's just going to argue on the Rashba? So the Prichadish actually just argues on the Rashbi. He says, I can't understand what the Rashbi means. He's comparing it from the Gemara's case. It's not. It's no comparison. And he definitely says, Tzarechin, what the Rashbi means. The Shach wants to understand that the Rashbi didn't mean like the Shulchan Aruch learned. Venerli the Gam HaRashba V'anim Shachem Achra Loi Omru Ela Lahater Es Minoi. And he wants to say that this case, you have the treif chicken in the chicken and vegetable stew. He says the Shach, the Rashba never meant to say that the vegetables are kosher. And the Rashba meant to say that just remove the vegetables, and in terms of the kosher chicken and non kosher chicken, that you could just look at independently. And therefore the chicken, the kosher chicken, at least you save that. You're not going to save the vegetables, but at least you'll save the kosher chicken. That's how the Shach wants to understand the Rashba. Again, the Pichadosh says it's not really what he says. And the Bach, the Taz, they all understand that the Rashba meant indeed to be matter everything. Oh. So that's the Shach's kasha. It seems like a very strong kasha. So what are you going to answer? So we started saying here, a new pshat, which is really what the Bach says. The Bach says like this, that when you have a heter and an iser, and you have roiv heter, right? What happens to the iser? What happens to the iser? So really we could say one of two ways. When we have batel b'roiv, you can say one of two things are happening. And really we see, this is what David said from later on the Siman Kuftes, when you have yavish b'yavish. There's one of two ways to look at that. You could either say, it's really a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos and Zvachim, like Rabbi Elchanan says, seems to be a machlekes the Rashba and the Rosh and Siman Kuftes. There's two things that could be happening over here. When the Torah says, Acharei Rab Lahatis, what's happening? You could say that since the roiv is more, the heter is roiv over the iser, you could say that the iser turns into heter. Nepach ha-iser liyos heter. Okay? That's one way of saying it. Right? What's the other way of saying it? The other way of understanding roiv is that normally I have a piece of iser here, I have to deal with it. So the Torah says if you have roiv of heter, you don't have to deal with it. You don't have to deal with it. We can make believe as if it's not here. Not that it turned into heter, but make believe it's not here. For example, let's say you had five pieces of chicken. Four of them were kosher, one was not kosher. I have roiv heter. What happens to this one which is not kosher? So, the first way we're looking at it is if, well, this becomes heter, I now have five pieces of heter. The second way of looking at it is that I still have four pieces of heter, and this one of iser, I just won't deal with it. I'll make believe it's not here.
But I can eat it.
So, the way I'm going to say that, if you hold that sheet, what I'm going to do is actually when I have five pieces here, either I'm going to have to say, divide up the pieces to different people. So therefore, every person who gets a piece, I'll say he got from the roiv, right? Or one person could eat it, but not in one sitting, right? He'll take one piece at a time, and every piece that he takes, I'll assume that he took from the roiv. But for one person to eat all five pieces of chickens in one sitting, indeed will be aser. Why? Because then he's for sure eating the iser. So that's the second way of understanding it. If you hold that the heter, the iser becomes heter, then one person can eat all five pieces of chicken in one sitting. As far as halacha is concerned, it may not be advisable for other reasons. Okay. So this, in a very simple way, we could say is the machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Bach and the Taz, and the Marshal and the Shach, right? Yeah? In other words, the Shach and the Marshal are asking, I don't understand, how did you do this? You had a piece of chicken with your strafe, even if you want to say it's batel b'roiv, right? Even if you want to say it's batel b'roiv, yeah? So, what does that say? So the Shach, so that says, you can look at it as if it's not here. Okay? If it's not here, that's very nice, but Lamaisa, its time is giving taste into the Einaimina, into the vegetables over here. You can't deny that. It's giving time into the vegetables. So how could you get away with that? That's because the Shachan did not understand that the actual treif chicken turns into heter. What it does is it just sort of, it subdues it. It keeps it at bay, and we don't have to be mevatel everything else. It doesn't aser everything else. But in this case, we're just giving time to the vegetables. You have to deal with that. That's how the Shach understood. However, the Bach and the Taz must have understood like the first way we said that what happens to this treif chicken is it actually turns into heter. So now, what do I have? I have all five pieces of chicken which are heter. Heter can answer the vegetables.
And you got to assume that takes place. I mean, that some sequence matters here.
Oh, very good. Very good. The problem is, that's all fine if the chicken, the treif chicken, would have been with the other piece of chicken by itself, and then that whole mixture would have mixed, fallen into the vegetable soup.
Maybe that's what Salek.
Yeah, in other words, right. How could you tell me Salek as if you'll view that this happens first and then you put it together? At the end of the day, that's not what happened. Right? At the end of the day, you put all the pieces of chicken at one time into the vegetable soup and then you cooked it all up together. So it didn't happen in the sequence of events the way we want it to happen.
But still, that's how it, that's the din.
But then the kasha comes, it's very nice in the din of the Gemara with Rabbi Yehuda, when you're only dealing with a gzeres hakosav that meminoi can't be bottled. So there I could say, even though it's happening all at once, I could say, you're right, meminoi is not bottled. But don't I have something else here in the einemina, the vegetables that could be mevatel this? So let that be mevatelet. And once that's mevatelet, then I have no other problem. But over here that you're dealing with the tam, yeah? So it's very nice. You want to be mevatel the treif chicken and the roiv kosher chickens. But how could that happen before the tam of the treif chicken goes out into the vegetables?
Just say it does. Just like we say nepach.
Yeah, that is the problem. Yeah, that is the problem. So that problem is not so simple to get around. That's the way sort of the Bach understands. That's what's happening. We could say Nebach Isali etc., which is fine if you could hold, if you want to hold that. And we know there are Rishonim that hold like that. The problem is, how does that work? Bevasachas. How does that work all at once? Let that turn into Isser before it gets a chance to Asa the vegetables. That seems to be a problem here. Yeah. So there's another way of understanding this. The other way of understanding this din of the Rajba is like the Chazoinish. The Chazoinish, Nyeredeya Simon Chavov Sivkatan Beis, he says, I don't even understand what the Shach's Kash is. He says, Dvorov ain't Dvorov Muvonim. The Shach's Kash, what's the Shach asking? We understood the Shach's Kash, no? The Shach was asking, you have a treif chicken here, which is giving time to the vegetables. So how could you, it's very nice, you have this fancy way of doing saleg, let's make believe it's not here. At the end of the day, saif, it's giving time. The Chazinish says, I don't understand what the Shach is asking. Why? He says, Tevada ain't kan iser min haTorah, sharei tam ho iser hamuvla meuruv betam heter, vaheter meruba. In other words, and Tuvia, I believe, started saying this before. It's true the Shach's Kash is very good when you're only dealing with an Isser going directly into the head to the vegetables. One treif chicken going into the vegetables. However, when you're cooking this pot up, what tam is going into the vegetables? Only treif? No. A mixture of treif and kosher. And there's a lot more kosher chickens over here, right? So in other words, what time of chicken is going into the vegetables? Time of chicken, and roiv of it is actually heter. Right? So says the Chazanish, you're asking that it's treif chicken going into the vegetables? That's not true. It's actually heter chicken, roiv heter chicken going into the vegetables. Therefore, if you're dealing with time, that's your big kasha, the shach. You're dealing with the time. If so, I'll tell you that the time is most mostly time had to. Yeah. So that's the chazan issue. That's the way he says it. Now the truth is, if you say it like that, so then why do you have to come on to the what the Gemara says of Salek S, right? What do you need that for? Forget about it. Don't say this whole lumdus of Salek. Don't say, well, let's move the take the vegetables, we'll move it for a second, let that be mavatal, then put it back. What do you need that for? Right? You don't need that. In Rabbi Yehuda's case, you needed it, but in our case, what do you need it for? Everything's in the pot. We know everything's the vegetables are there, the kosher chicken and vegetable. But what you want to say, the vegetables are usher? No. When it's getting time from both. So really, the Chazon Ish himself asked this kasha. Yeah. He says, "Be'emes lehayu tzarach harashba lalomdai midin rayin es minikileinai." Really, you didn't have to come on to the salek. The afilwe leslon rayin. But min motz as mina v'nesar ve'ein koyach ve'ein emina levatul, because seif seif ha'isemura bereif heter, and therefore you really don't have to come on to this. So that's a little strange that the Rajba says this is where I'm learning it from, and the Chazon Ish is basically saying it's lav dafka. It's sort of what the way the Chazon Ish seems to understand the Rajba is he's borrowing a halacha that's similar to this that we see it's mutter, and it's just like we see there's a din of salek esamina kilo enai. We'll say the same thing over here, even though we don't have to really come on to that type of svara, because here just the time of the heter and the isser are coming on at once. That's what the Chazon Ish says. But the Chazon Ish concludes, "V'nira the ein lo la'alocha ledivi harashba," which is the Shulchan Aruch, because "Achre she'en kan shum kushi al dvarav," and the kasha, the da'achreinim, the marshal, the brichodosh, the shach, "Temuim ve'ena muvenetz klal." Okay? That's very stark, the way he's saying. He seems to be very confident in terms of backing up the Rajb and the Shulchan Aruch, which is also the Taz. Okay, so we seem to be a little more comfortable now. Look at the Pischei Tshuva here. Sivkot and Zayin. You have Pischei Tshuva Zayin? Rabba Olavu Mevatli. Yeah, that Dibri Maskos. So we've gotten Zayin in the Pischei Tshuva, Rabbu Mevatloi. Yeah, Yer Aleph. It's page Ayin Gimel in the old Shulchan Aruch. It's a different daf for you? Yeah. Zayin over there, yeah. It's page Yer Aleph in the red. Robovad, Ayin Berheitiv, Da Shach, Oyser is Sheine Minoi, Vataz Matir. Like we just said, the Shach is Matmiya, he has a kash on this din of the Rajba, and therefore he disagrees and says, certainly that Ayin Minoi, the vegetable certainly will be Oser. And the Taz goes like the Bach and says, no, it's Mutter, and we explain because they hold it's Nepach, Oisali, Esheter, that would be one way of understanding it. That's the way the Aruch HaShulchan understands it, except we had this kash, why does that happen all at once? It should have to have some sort of procedure. Okay. But I am betuvas chasam sefer simin peizayim shekosav de'ein nira lahokol neged das hashach. So even though we just said the Chazon Ish says, don't worry, you can rely on the Rajba. Chasam sefer says you can't be mekel neged das hashach. The time alay bottle, because time is not bottle, and you have time over here. V'lachein gam habaser kosher. Shehuminai, even the kosher meat, the kosher chicken, tzarech sheyosim imena kol lachluchis haroitev v'hamorok. In other words, this chicken that you take out has like the vegetable juice and the liquid, the broth from the soup. You have to wipe it all that down. The klefeni, you also have to peel it off. Yes, to take off the skin. Mishavdeis bepeili, because there are holes in it. Kedei lachosim imena hamorok shalis yishu ba'en alav. So it seems pretty clear that the Chasam Sefer was not happy with the din, and he says it's very hard to be makel against the shach. You have to go with the shach. You have to go with the shach. Now, what's interesting, if you look at the tshuva, we'll have to end with this here. If you look at the tshuva in this, what the Chassam Sofer writes, it says Simon Pei Zayin, the tshuva is quoting. He writes a tshuva to his Talmud over here. His Talmud. So it's interesting. You learn a lot from what the Gedolei Achareinim wrote and the way they prioritize things. He says, I just want to read the few lines. B'chtovav hani'im higi'uni bizmanum. It says your delicious letter I received in its right time. However, why didn't I answer you till so much later? Time is precious. He says my responsibilities have just swarmed me. And also, the Torah is very careful about where we spend our money. Yeah. So therefore, Dain Garma, this caused me Shemonati Milahashive Ala Doyar. Therefore, I don't send out mail. It costs money for the postage. Kiyam al She'el O Psak Din Hanitzruch L'Shah. Only things that are necessary to answer right now, means an answer is needed. Or I letzorbe merabonan, or to tamachacham a rav b'mnei hakavoid laharbas kvoidei be'enei b'nei irei. Or if someone's a rav, even if it's not negei halacha lemaisa, I'll send them back. Why? Because then the community, there's a rav. Ooh, look, the Chassam Sofer, the chief rabbi of Breshberg, send them back a tshuva. He gives cover to the rav. Yeah. So that's what he says. However, Legabe Malosi says, you, my Talmud, none of these apply. Why? First of all, you're doing well, Baruch Hashem. It's not Negel Amaisa. You just have a Shail in London, you want to know my opinion. But that, he could have waited. He says, "Amna malata bossi." Now I'm coming to answer your shaila. And what was the shaila? A bosser keves trefa. There was a piece of lamb chops that was trefa. Shenizbash v'gedera and bosser shar kosher. That was cooked together with other meat, which was kosher. V'nishpach mizela kama kederes. See, here's another case where you can't be mishar. Why? Because they poured it into many different pots. From the one big pot, they pour into smaller pots. Yeah? And you didn't know if there was shishim in the original pot. Since this is mimiminoi, vazlina lahokal benishpach, like we say in Simen Tzadi Chesiv Beis, or is this considered enoi minoi? Umisfeke lahachmir. Yeah, what's the shaila? The shaila really is a sheep, right? Or a lamb, is that the same as a cow? So you have cow meat, you have meat from, a steer, or a bull, or a cow, yeah. And you also have meat from a goat or a sheep. Is that mimimino? So that's part of his whole discussion, okay? Part of his whole discussion. Now, in this tshuva, he says, you have the shach over here in Simen Tzadi Ches. He says, "Va'afa gav da hataz b'simen kuftes kosav yishuv hogun ledivrei Shulchan Aruch ulahasir me'alav tulunes hashach b'komakon le'nira lahakol negadas hashach the time le'batol." That's where he says this line. What does he say? He says, really, if you look at the taz in Simen Kuftes, he has a very good answer. So it's interesting that why does he go to the Taz and Simen Kuftes? Doesn't our Taz right over here? We didn't see the Taz, but you could trust me. The Taz right here says, I paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. Right? So why is he going to the Taz in Simen Kuftes? So if you look at the Taz, Simen Kuf Tes, there's a halacha over there in the Rambah. That Simen Kuf Tes is a very short simen. It talks about Yovesh be Yovesh in Isarev. We're dealing in our cases of Lach Balach, or Yovesh Balach, we're dealing with Tam. Over there, the case in Simen Kuf Tes is Yovesh be Yovesh, two pieces of meat, kosher, a few pieces of meat, kosher, not kosher. And the Rambah says, if you look at the Rambah, Simen Kuf Tes in the Rambah, in the middle of the Rambam, v'chol zeh kishin es arav b'minoi. This is only talking about min b'minoi. Aval shaloi b'minoi vein makira yafili yavish b'yaveis tzarech shishim. If you have a min b'ein b'minoi, yavish b'yaveis, you need shishim. Okay, why do you need shishim? Says the Taz of cotton bays. The Taz says because by minoi yafilu lach b'lach ein tzarech samarach midrabbonon. Like we learned, because rav is bottle, and only midrabbanon you need shishim, because you may come to cook by any minute. So al kain biyovesh afilu midrabbanon leich miru avo beene minoi sheminat teirut zarek balach shishim kimeshish mesinis tam al kain ichmiru rabbanon gam biyovesh laatzur samach. You'll need by yovesh also 60 shol yovili day suri the rice and bishul, because you may come to cook it together. Even though right now the yovesh biyovesh they're not cooked together, but you may come to cook it together. Therefore, you need shishim. Says the Taz, I don't understand. Bekoshali, this is the Agosta. Bekoshali, shekiv and shekoydim abishal. This battle beroiv, before you cooked it, it was battle beroiv. The ibari shari lamechle midarais. If I wanted to, I could eat all of it together. Venase kehet to gomer. That I dev nepach. Veloma yeser akachach minatera bibishal. Why would it now become usher by cooking it? It was all heter. Right? He basically says this svara that we mentioned before, that how does Simen Tzadi Ches work? The Isser becomes heter, and now that I have heter, it's mabatl vein eminoi. Right? Says the Taz v'yesh loymar, the Shom afal pisha gamo iser neisin tam le'ein eminoi. Even though, in our example, the treif chicken gives tam into the vegetables, mikomokoim ein hatam nirgash bifnei atzmai. The tam of the treif chicken is not felt and noticeable by itself, because you also have heter over there. Mashenkin b'din zeh shetam iser nirgash bifnei atzmai. Says the Taz, there's a big difference. When you're dealing with just a mimbish ein eminoi, yes, minatera is bottle bereiv. But if you cook it up now, what's going to happen? The taste of the isser will go into the heter. That's not like our case in Simen Sadiches. We have heter and isser going into the ein eminoi. Whose svara was this? This was the Chazon Ish Svara. The Chazon Ish Svara was that, look, you have min b'mino here, so you have tam of both min and ein min treif and min kosher going into the ein mino. So if that case, that's not a tam of iser, right? That's not a tam of iser, because you couldn't really detect tam of iser over here, because you have more tam of heter. So really, the Chassam Sefer himself goes with this Svara. So even though he says you shouldn't be mekel neged the shach, really he says I agree with the Taz's svara, and as a matter of fact, in the Chassam Sefer himself, in the Chedushim in Avodah Zarah, he seems to side with the Taz himself. He seems to go more like the Taz. So even though the Pesachei Tshuva brings that a line that you shouldn't be mekel like the shach, really he does understand that there's a svara of the Taz, which seems to hold up against the kasha of the shach. So, in the end of the day, what do we have here? We do have a big machlokes in the achrayim. The Shulchan Aruch goes with the Rashba, min b'minoi, and ein eminoi. We go with this din, salek, es ein eminoi. Let's view it's not here, and it's mevatlin. Either we understand like the Bach, because Nepach Ha'es Aliyah Heter. We had a kasha on that. The Shach's kasha on that was, how could you say that? Because the time is going in. That's because the Shach understood you don't say Nebach. But we had a kasha, even if you say Nebach, how could that happen at one time? So we came with this other svara of the Chazonish, which really Chassam Sofer seems to go with, also based on the Taz and Siman Kuftes, that what happens is you don't have to worry about the time. Why? Because when the time of the Isser is going into the Einei Minoi, you also have time Heter going to the Einei Minoi. And therefore time is not a factor over here. Time is not a factor over here. And since time is not a factor over here, you don't have to worry about the time ki'ikr. Because time ki'ikr is only a problem when you only have time of Isser. Here, when you have time of Heter also, therefore it's not a problem. Yeah. Yeah. And the Halacha Lamaisa, it is, we see among Machlokes, we have many people on the side of the Shach, the Marshal, the Prichodesh, and the Shach. On the other side, and the Chassam Sofer says, should be make. On the other side, you have the Taz and the Bach and the Chazenish, also with very strong words that you can be make, like this case. So it really depends if it's a Hefse Meruba, which usually any case that we would even have a suffix if the Shishim would only deal, probably be if you're dealing with a large quantity. So if a Hefse Meruba, Mustami, you have the Achreinim who you can be make alike.